first time all night we've seen the leader elect to start outside of row one, putting Chandler Smith to the inside of row one. Row two, Sam Mayer, he's got a rocket ship right now, and his teammate, Justin Allgaier, to the outside.
They'll come up off of turn number four. You got to wait till you get to the Geico restart zone to go. Here we go, and they're going to bunch them up. Very slow restart. We're racing again under the green with 11 to go. Contact at the front of the field or side by side.
Here they come off turn number two. Chandler Smith on the inside. Eric Almirola on the outside. Wheel to wheel. Inches apart. Oh, they bump in turn one. Chandler Smith moves him up the track. Smith will go to the lead.
Racing for $100,000. Chandler Smith is, and so is Eric Almirola in the Xfinity Dash for Cash. They race off turn number two, and we've got a new leader.
Eric Almirola has not traditionally been a rough-and-tumble kind of driver, but he gets him in turn three, returns the favor, Almirola back to the point.
And now Sam Mayer is on the back bumper of the race leader, Eric Almirola. Everybody else beating and banging as they race to turn two.
Almirola now has a new challenger on the back bumper as Chandler Smith has backslid to the number four spot. He'll slam the door on Carson Quaffle to hang on to that.
Eight laps to go. What does Sam Mayer have in store for race leader Eric Almirola? The top two have pulled away from Sheldon Creed. The top two bumper to bumper in turn two.
Mayer puts the bumper to Almirola. He moves him up. Door slam at the exit of turn number two. Side by side into three. Mayer down low. Almirola up high.
Here they come up off turn number four, leaning on each other again. New race leader at the line with seven laps to go. It's Sam Mayer up front.
Mayer to the inside, and they're tangled
trouble
up at
turn
exit.
Four. Big crash. Jeb Burton is involved in it. There are five different drivers involved on the exit of turn number four. Also involved in the crash here is going to be Myatt Snyder. Jeremy Clements gets a piece of the crash as these drivers begin to grab a gear and pull away. And Kyle Sieg also involved in the five-car crash off turn four.
Well, we say that changes everything a lot in this sport. Sam Mayer got by Eric Almirola. But it changes everything. Under the caution flag, you got to re-rack them and run this thing to the black and white checkered flag. Dave Moody, in a word, it is gotten physical.
It definitely has gotten physical. When you see Eric Almirola pull a bump and run, you know it's all on the line. He is, if you made a list, Jeff, of all the drivers you expect to see use the front bumper, Eric would probably be last on the list, but when it's been done for to you a time or two, you kind of feel like payback is in order.
Well, Jeb Burton cannot refire the car and drive away. He's going to drop the window net here on the front straightaway, and he'll be out of the race early.
Race fans, are you tired of leaving skid marks in all the wrong places? Keep burning rubber, but quit using toilet paper. Try Dude Wipes, the extra-large flushable wipes that clear instead of smear. Dude Wipes is proud to be the title partner of the Dude Wipes 250 and proud to be ensuring that this Martinsville weekend is skid mark-free. Dude Wipes are available at your local big box retailer or find them on Amazon. Dude Wipes, best clean, hands down.
Looking for motorsports podcasts you won't find anywhere else? Check out the Motor Racing Network's lineup of exclusive podcasts. MRN Classic Races, Junior's Journey, The Many Hats of Jack Roush, Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, 50 Years of MRN, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, and The Tough Trucks of NASCAR. Find these and more MRN exclusive podcasts on podcast providers and MRN.com.
As cleanup continues here on the front straightaway, tow truck's trying to get the Jeb Burton car hooked up so they can get it behind the wall. Jeb, he's already there. He jumped over the pit wall, then walked across, and he's just going to walk his way past the hot dog stand all the way to the infield care center. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
The future stars of NASCAR race here. You're listening to the NASCAR Xfinity Series, live on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Under the lights on a Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia, as the race cars work behind the pace car, under caution, with four laps to go as they make their way to the backstretch, running parallel right now to the Norfolk Southern Railway.
I'm trying to figure out who's mad at who, and Dave, you can probably weigh in. I don't know that Sam Mayer has roughed up anybody to get to the point. He had to race Eric Almirola hard, but he passed him clean. Eric, on the other hand, although Todd is now giving me that look as though...
So am I.
All right, well, you're all giving me the look. So, Todd, let's start there. Everybody is mad at everybody.
Yes. You said who's mad at who? Name driver A and B, and you've got all of them, right?
You know, I'm thinking when you choose here, where does Chandler Smith go? Now, Chandler is fourth in line, but I don't know that I want Chandler behind me because Eric Almirola definitely used up Chandler to get the lead back away from him over in 3 and 4.
Yeah, everybody's using up everybody. It doesn't matter if they're out of the same race team or not. They have proven that they're going to get into each other's bumper and move you out of the way. One to go here. There'll be lap 249 next time by, so this will be overtime. A green-white checker here to decide it here at the Martinsville Speedway, and Sam Mayer chooses the inside lane, and Eric Almirola again chooses topside.
And not surprising, Sheldon Creed chooses inside row two. Maybe surprising, Chandler Smith gives up some spots on the racetrack to get to the bottom of the track, and he will start inside row number three. Hang on. We've got a run to the checkered flag. Green, white, checkered, unless we get a caution. Here we go. Sam Mayer, can he close it out and get a grandfather clock? Sheldon Creed right behind to the outside of Sam Mayer. Here comes Eric Almirola.
Sam Mayer gets shuffled up out of the groove by Creed. They bang at the exit of turn two, and that allows Eric Almirola to scoop by on the inside. They're still three wide back around fourth place.
Can they get back to the white flag? Here they are up off turn number four. White is in the air. Leader takes it. It's Eric Almirola as they head to turn two.
And he's got a couple of car lengths in hand as everybody else scatters. Riley Herbst gets turned around. Brandon Jones into the outside wall. They pile it up in turn one, and that's great news for Eric Almirola.
As he comes off turn number four, he will see the caution flag, and he will see the checkered flag. And Eric Almirola, for the fifth time in his career, is going to victory lane. He claims $100,000 courtesy of Xfinity, and he will grab the grandfather clock. A big crash in turn one, beating and banging one another coming off turn number four.
Riley Herbst on the outside lane went flying into turn one, lost the back end, and he slammed trunk first into the safer barrier. Nowhere to go. Brandon Jones got collected. Other cars look like Ryan Ellis collected, and there's some cars that are still wailing on each other on the cool down lap. Pit road's going to be very interesting here in just a moment. Let's go to the race winning pit.
They are celebrating down here on the race winning pit box as Eric Almirola brings his car down to the attention, and the crew is on the wall screaming and hollering. He is burning them down. Eric Almirola picks up the win here tonight. Almirola gets the victory and is going to victory lane.
Boy, just when you thought you knew who was going to victory lane, it all changed about six, seven, eight times. Sheldon Creed, Sam Mayer wailing on one another coming off of turn number two. That allowed Eric Almirola to get away. Nobody was going to catch him at that point. They went three wide with Sheldon Creed in the middle. That didn't work. Justin Allgaier was there. Then all of a sudden, Riley Herbst snapped it around. He backed it into the wall. It's all over here tonight, and Eric Almirola is going to victory lane.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Eric Almirola out of the car celebrating with the fans. $100,000 awaits. A grandfather clock awaits and an interview with him coming up shortly. Meanwhile, the top five, Almirola, Sam Mayer, Chandler Smith, Carson Quapel fourth, and Justin Allgaier completes the top five. Steve Post.
Chandler Smith down here. Man, oh, man, you came from the back to the front. Just describe the run you had getting up to the front of the field and how you got up there to battle for the win.
Yeah, it was wild. I definitely had the good Lord looking down on me tonight, just helping me guide through all that traffic there. And then there was a point where that big pileup where the nine missed a shift, I was going to take top and ended up taking the bottom, and that could have definitely ended our night right there. But just really, really, really proud of everybody at Joe Gibbs Racing, all the men and women that put this thing back together last night, working through the hours of the night. We had a really fast number 81 Wheelers Toyota GR Supra. It was definitely as fast as Xfinity Internet tonight. Just got a little behind on my adjustments there at the very end. And I don't know, we got really good notes for when we come back in the fall for sure.
They certainly do. Came up just a little bit short, but Chandler Smith comes away with a third-place finish here tonight.
Great run for Chandler Smith, and when they go off to Texas Motor Speedway, he will also be in the Dash for Cash again at Texas with another opportunity to win the money. By the way, going forward to Texas, the four drivers eligible for the Dash for Cash will be Chandler Smith. They will also be Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, and Sheldon Creed will be the four drivers eligible for the Dash for Cash $100,000 bonus.
Boy, that's a lot of money, and thank you to Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR, the $100,000 Dash for Cash. And that money tonight goes to Eric Almirola. Alex, you are kidding. During our commercial break, he will take that grandfather clock, stuff it with $100,000, put it in a trunk, and take it home.
Heck yeah, he will. And that'll buy new cleats for the kids, for the sports, and maybe some new ballet shoes. A lot going on for Eric Almirola. And this is going to be a popular win here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for this driver, Eric Almirola, to get back to victory lane here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It is career win number five at the Xfinity Series level. The 40-year-old driver out of Tampa, Florida, Eric Almirola. We'll visit with him in just a moment. Let's go back down to Steve Post.
Carson Quapel down here. Fourth place run, Carson. Congratulations on a great run. Describe your first Xfinity Series race.
It was wild. We had a good car. Andrew gave me a really good Chevrolet here and just made it easy on me. I was just using that first stage to learn the track and the race car and stuff like that, and the next two stages we were able to just to pick them off, and I felt like we were in really good positions there, but it just seemed like we kept losing spots on pit road, and just felt like I kept having to pass the same guys that I had passed the run before. So definitely makes it a little tough whenever you have to go through that, but at the same time, I just can't thank this whole Junior Motorsports group, this fifth team, the 88 team. They're a bunch of pretty cool dudes, and to do what they do every week with a different guy is pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. You're pretty impressive, too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Carson Quapel, a fourth-place run. 1 week ago, it was Bubba Pollard in this car. We thought a sixth-place run for Bubba was good. How about young Carson Quapel with a fourth?
Spectacular drive for Carson Quapel. Also, a great drive for Eric Almirola. He's in victory lane with our Kim Coon.
Yeah, and he gives his crew chief a hug. He's going to give every single member of this team a high five and a hug. Man, the celebration continues down here for Eric Almirola. A winner at Martinsville, a winner in the Dash for Cash, too. He's taken home a grandfather clock and a $100,000 check, but he didn't do it without any challenges. He gets sprayed by his son, Alex. Man, 148 laps led, but You didn't come to it easy there at the end. No. Describe that late race restart, overtime, and getting the lead back.
Yeah, just the handling of our car went away. And I was just kind of holding on there at the end. My car did not like cycled tires. We had damage on the front, and once we got that damage, I felt like, oh no, we're out of it. And we weren't. The car was still decent, and I was able to manage what I had. So just really thankful to Coach for giving me this opportunity to come back and race for him, and to do it with this organization and all these guys, all these people at Joe Gibbs Racing. It's really awesome to come and play. I mean, that's really what I get to do. I get to play. And not a lot of people get to do that and finish their career like that. So just really, really humbled, really thankful for Coach and everybody at Joe Gibbs Racing. Our Toyotas are really fast. Any one of our cars can win on any given weekend. And I'm just really thankful for the He Gets Us ministry and all those people to give me this opportunity to semi-retire and still get to come out and race and win.
This decision to come back to the Xfinity Series to be a driver mentor over at JGR, knowing how good their cars are, how much pressure was there to win, and how important was it to find victory lane?
It's really important. You know, everybody just automatically assumes you're going to win. You know, just all the experience in Cup and going to Xfinity, everybody instantly is like, oh, Cup veteran, going to get in the best race cars in the garage, and he's going to win. And that's a lot of pressure. And so just really thankful to be able to do that and to kind of get that check mark, and be able to do that and to do it of all places, to do it here at Martinsville, a place that I absolutely love. So, yeah, this is really cool.
Where's the clock going?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
That's Eric Almirola. He wins the Martinsville Grandfather Clock, the $100,000 Dash for Cash bonus. He's going to celebrate with his family, gives his wife Janice a kiss, his son Alex, his daughter Abby, down here to celebrate a Martinsville win for Eric Almirola.
A lot to celebrate, that is for sure, Kim. Eric Almirola picking up the win. There were two Joe Gibbs Racing Supras in the top five, three JRM Chevrolets in the top five, including Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, Justin Allgaier down here waving to some fans. Justin, we had a chance to talk while Kim was in victory lane. You were sharing with me your average heart rate was 141. It got peaked at like 180 or something like that. Is that a typical Martinsville race? Was this a typical Martinsville race?
Unfortunately, yes, it was a typical Martinsville race. And 180 was probably that last green white checkered. But, just proud of everybody on this Jarrett Logistics Camaro. You know, I felt like over the course of the day, you know, starting in the back, you're managing the traffic and making adjustments. You know, you just do what you got to do. And proud of the effort, proud of this team, you know, that we were able to rally. You know, I hate it for Sam. You know, obviously as a company, you always want to go to victory lane. But I'm also super happy for Eric. We've spoke a lot this offseason about his transition back down to the Xfinity Series. So, you know, again, proud of this team. Carson Quapo did an amazing job. I mean, just as a company, I feel like we came here with really, really good speed all weekend, and we executed well. And the craziness happened at the end, and we just happened to manage to miss it and put ourselves in a good position.
Dash for Cash. You get to run for $100,000 next week at Texas.
It means a lot. You know, Xfinity does so much for this series and for this sport. It means a lot. And so to have that opportunity is a big deal. Hopefully the results stay in the way that they are, because I know it's going to go down to a camera finish, but I feel like we've done all the right things, and we have a great track record next week at the racetrack, so we're going to go there and have a lot of fun.
We'll see what happens. That's Justin Allgaier. He is one of our top five finishers. Second place finisher is Sam Mayer, and Sam, I believe, is hanging out down with Kim Kuhn.
He is. Sam Mayer finishing second. I know you needed a strong one after the start you've had to this season. That late race restart, overtime, what did you need differently?
You know, like, I think that we did everything that we could. The chapter book of Martinsville is filled with that, so I knew it was inevitable. I tried to get that was the best launch I've had on restarts all day. It's just, you got to get that figured out back in the shop. But we were really, really good, super proud of everyone. This 10X Chevrolet was as fast as Xfinity Internet, and that's all you could ask for here at this racetrack. Like you're in traffic, you're slow, you're trying to go, you're spinning your tires everywhere, but we did the best we could, and all you can ask for is leading there on that last restart. But obviously we were a little bit short. I don't even know where track we're going to next week, but all I know is we're going to haul ass.
The good news is you qualify for the Dash for Cash race at Texas. How do you see that opportunity playing out for you?
Texas, I love that place. That place is really fun. When I ran there in 22 with Taylor, we had a really good car and finished top three behind two cup guys. So I feel like I'm a better driver now than I was then. I think I can go out there and beat them.
That's Sam Mayer.
I love the confidence. I really do. And that's what it's going to take. Now, Justin Allgaier said, I know there's a lot of cameras to be looked at, and I hope my finish holds. What he's referring to is under the rule book, when the caution flag flies after the white flag has been taken by the leader, if there's a yellow, the field is frozen. So they go to every available camera they possibly can to figure out who is in front of who and still running to determine the final running order. This may take some time for the NASCAR officials to sort this out, but for Justin, let's hope he does hang on to a top five finish.
So here's what we do know. Eric Almirola picks up the win. Sam Mayer was second. Chandler Smith, Carson Quapel, and Justin Allgaier. That is your top five. You heard from all five of them. Six tonight, Sheldon Creed, Sammy Smith, seventh, Cole Custer, eighth, Jesse Love was ninth, and Josh Williams with a good run. He was 10th.
Shane Van Gisbergen was 11th. Parker Kligerman was 12th. Taylor Gray was 13th, and Brennan Poole 14th. 15th was Anthony Alfredo, 16th, Blaine Perkins, 17th, Ryan Sieg, 18th, Haley Deegan, 19th, Myatt Snyder, and 20th, Dexter Bean.
Matt DiBenedetto was 21st, Jeremy Clements, 22nd. Second, Kyle Sieg, 23rd, 24th, Dawson Cram, Riley Herbst involved in that crash up in turn number one. He finishes 25th, along with Ryan Ellis, 26th, and Brandon Jones involved in that crash. He will be scored 27th, 28th to Joey Gase, Garrett Smithley, 29th, 30th, Logan Bearden.
And 31st was Leland Honeyman, 32nd Jeb Burton, 33rd Kyle Weatherman, 34th was Austin Hill, 35th Corey Heim, 36th A.J. Allmendinger, 37th was Parker Retzlaff, and 38th Akinori Ogata.
And it does not disappoint, does it? The paperclip, the Martinsville Speedway, Todd, another great race. That's two in a row. We wrap up here tonight. We look forward to tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, great event tonight, and can't wait to see what tomorrow with the Cup cars. Cup cars laid rubber here, and we come back about 5 degrees warmer with the sunshine out. It's going to be a pretty spectacular show.
And I'm quite certain Martinsville Speedway and NASCAR are going to hose down and scrub this racetrack with all the speedy dry that's been put down, especially in turns one and two. That will also change the track conditions. We'll be on the air, NASCAR Live Race Day with Mike Bagley, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll be right back here with you for live flag-to-flag coverage of the Cookout 400.
And you know that's going to wrap up our triple header weekend. It's been good so far, Alex. Can't wait to see what the Cup teams have in store here tomorrow. This same team, by the way, will be back with you. Craig Moore, our audio engineer, Steve Fridley, is our broadcast engineer. Pat Jaggers and Ryan Horn, the producers here with the Motor Racing Network. Dave Moody will be back out in turn number three, but he'll be joined out there with thousands of race fans ready to watch the Cookout 400. Of course, on Pit Road, Steve Post and Kim Kuhn. Todd Gordon will be back, the championship-winning crew chief. My broadcast partner is Alex Hayden. My name is Jeff Striegel. We congratulate Eric Almirola, career win number five. Eric Almirola scoring the win here tonight at the Martinsville Speedway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Dude Wipes 250 has come to you from Martinsville Speedway. Brought to you by Dude Wipes. Best clean, pants down. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Martinsville Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Pat Jaggers, broadcast engineer Steve Fridley, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Living like we'll never die.
Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Down the street, got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need.
Oh, no.
And nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need.
Oh, no.
And nothing that I don't. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Just indeed what we like. I tell you, happy birthday going out to actor Roy Thinnes. He's 86 today. Now, people who remember the 60s television show The Invaders, he was the one who saw The Invaders and spent the whole run of the show chasing out after him. But he also happened to be, for those of you who remember the airport film, started with the airport and then went to Airport 75 and 77 and onwards. Well, the second one of that movie, Airport 75, about the 747 that gets hit by another plane, Roy Thinnes was in that. He played the co-pilot, and he was the one that got blown out. The cockpit when they hit. And it was amazing because as we were watching this movie, it was a very serious thing, you know, very, very serious thing. I'd say about half the audience was a gasp. They screamed, et cetera, et cetera. And the other half of the audience, they all laughed. I don't know. Maybe they thought it was some kind of a slapstick gag or something.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, breezy with lows in the upper 30s. Cloudy with showers tomorrow and windy at times, highs to the upper 40s. More rain possible Monday, high mid-50s. It starts to dry out on Tuesday as cloud cover decreases. High temperatures stay in the mid-50s. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 50.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out a-waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Now I'm much too young to feed this damn old. All the cards on the table with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old. politicians getting younger. Tougher Bronx, you know I can't recall. A worn out tape of Chris LeDoux. Lonely women and bad dudes seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to keep this damn old. All my cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to keep this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to keep this damn old.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Tell me, have you ever wanted someone so much it hurts? Your lips keep trying to speak, but you just can't find the words. Well, I had this dream once. I had it in my head. She was the purest beauty, but not the common kind. She had a way about her that made you feel alive. And for a moment, we made the world stand still. Yeah, we.
Ourselves 2 hours. 2 hours down for a Saturday night. We got more country coming your way. Going to take a break in the action now. Coming back, we're going to hear from Toby Keith.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
commute? Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
About your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes, and God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile, but every once in a while I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin, but every now and then I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. 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 Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path, it's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. Still remember when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
today. Oh, I got to Tucson today.
You get up every morning before the sun comes up, toss a lunch box into a pickup. A long, hard day sure ain't much fun, but you gotta get it started if you wanna get it done. Just set your mind and roll up your sleeves. You're working on a working man's PhD. With your heart in your hands and the sweat on your brow, you build the things that really make the world go around. If it works, if it runs, if it lasts 4 years, you can bet your bottom dollar it was made right here. With pride and honor and dignity from a man with a working man's PhD.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
For a good time, I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey! Do-si-do's
shotgun good time. Lord, we're having a good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot a tequila, beer on tap, sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm